It's been an emotional day at the Sydney Siege Inquest with a police officer breaking down in the stand. The Deputy Tactical Commander made the call for the Tactical Operations Unit to storm the Lindt Cafe after hostage Tory Johnson was shot dead. The officer, who cannot be identified, broke down today as he recalled thinking that his mates would not come out of the cafe alive. We've also learned today that the Police Commissioner Andrew Scipione and the Head of Counter-Terrorism Kath Byrne say that they had nothing to do with the police response to the Sydney siege. Simon Boder, Nine News senior reporter, following the story, is on the line. G'day, Simon.
G'day, Porter.
First of all, to this Deputy Tactical Commander breaking down in the stand. Tell us about it.
Mate, it's a tough call when you think that he's probably one of the toughest police officers in the state. He was with the Tactical Operations Unit, a very senior officer. And he made the call for the officers to go in after Tory Johnson had been shot. He got on the radio. When the first radio communication failed from his senior, he then got on the radio and called his officers in to storm with stronghold, as he called it. And as he said today, he expected that place to blow up at some point while they were inside it. And he said these were mates and they weren't going to come out.
And that's because the gunman, as we know, had a backpack on and he had warned people that he had a bomb, and some of those hostages had seen wires coming out of the backpack. So as the commander sent in his mates or his colleagues into the Lindt Cafe, he thought that would be it. There'd be an explosion. They would die.
Yes, indeed. They thought he had an IED on his back. They had no reason to think that he didn't. That was the belief that they had when they went into there. So I guess you've got to think about the bravery that those men exhibited just going into that cafe when they did. And this was the bloke that told them they had to go in. And as he said, he would have normally been on the front line with them, but he was, in this instance, acting as a tactical commander or a deputy tactical commander, and therefore he was in the forward command post.
Simon, can you shed any light on the Police Commissioner Andrew Scipione and his Head of Counterterrorism, Catherine Byrne, saying that they had nothing to do with the police response to the Sydney siege?
Yes, it all comes down to Dr. Ian Freckleton, who's the Queen's Counsel who's representing the police. He got up in the inquest today, and he basically said that none of them, so that is Catherine Byrne, Andrew Scipione, or the Deputy Commissioner Jeff Loy, gave any order, direction, or provided any guidance or advice in respect to the conduct of the siege on that day. In other words, they left it to their commanders of their particular units to handle that job. They will say that in statements that are now being prepared for the inquest, and they are prepared to give evidence if need be. But as Dr. Freckleton said, he can't see any what he described as forensic utility to having them actually give evidence.
So even though Catherine Byrne was the head of counter-terrorism, someone else was making the decisions.
Indeed, that seems to be the case. And I suppose when you look at it from a breakdown of seniority, I guess from the top down, you relegate and you have faith in the officers that you put in charge of a particular situation. I'm not making excuses for her, but I would imagine that will be her line of argument.
Thanks, Simon.
Take care.
Simon Boder, he'll have a report on that on Nine News.